Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another Saturday bite-sized political podcast, and hope this one finds you well on what's a beautiful day outside today, at least where I live. It's been gorgeous, and I've taken full advantage of it. You know, it's good to be out there in the sun and getting the rays and basically breathing in all the benefits of being outdoor. That's what they hated us doing during times of COVID tyranny. So it's good we do it now. Anyway, my thanks as always to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Thank you so much. Link below. And I want to talk about GB News. Yes, GB News, because I see it's been announced that GB News chief executive Angelos Frangopoulos has announced a redundancy round at the opinion-led broadcaster, seeking to cut, I think, 40 roles at the company. It's the first major redundancy exercise at the channel since it was launched in 2021. So it is being reported that anyway, a lot of jobs are going to be lost at GB News. Now, what this doesn't say is who exactly are amongst the 40 people. Are these, I presume they are all backroom jobs, you know, I doubt, could be some presenters. And I'm not sure how many people GB News actually employs. I don't have the numbers for that. Maybe you guys do, but I would suggest be a significant element of the workforce. Might it be 10%, 20%? I don't know. But anyway, it's been announced anyway, and this is obviously GB News launched in 2021 and now cutting back in 2024. What to say on this? Well, you know something? Karma's a bitch, isn't it? GB News gets rid of Mark Stein, or Mark Steen, depending how you want to pronounce it. They get rid of Mark. Then they get rid of Lawrence Fox. They get rid of Father Calvin Robinson. They get rid of Dan Wooden. And now, well, they're in trouble. Clearly, there is a financial realignment going on within GB News. And that's the reason for obviously shedding jobs saves money in the short term. But I would suggest to you that that's the least of GB News's problems. You see, leaving aside, and you know, guys, I've spoken to you about my views on GB News and how it's appallingly weak it has become, pushing climate change, for example, pushing electric vehicles, for example, really shocking stuff that it's been doing. But the reason that GB News does all of this, I believe, is that I'm sure many of those in their hearts know that it's wrong, some of the things that they say, but they say it because they are controlled by Ofcom. And it's not really GB News that's the problem. It's Ofcom is the problem. But Ofcom is essentially a third-party role of government. So it's government that's the problem, if you like. And I also think that the medium that GB News tried to do, you know, try to present itself up as an alternative news channel on TV to the likes of BBC, likes of Sky, all of that. I think that was fundamentally mistaken. I think that's old thinking. A good example of new thinking is, take, for example, Tucker Carlson's show that he puts out on X/Twitter. That's new thinking. And many of the people, I suggest to you, on GB News, if they tried to do that, nobody would watch them. There's a problem we have as well. You know, there is an argument that says, and it's not a nice argument, but, you know, I have to say things as I feel them. A lot of the people who present some of the GB News stuff, I mean, it's probably the most high-profile role they've ever had. And, they love it, the media, so the fame, the celebrity nature of it and all of that. The problem is that I don't think the model is sustainable. I don't think old-fashioned business model is sustainable. GB News needs to get advertisers, and, of course, that's the one thing that it's being deprived of. And that's unfair because it deserves them every bit as much as Sky or anyone else. But the whole advertising cartel ring is a sham. It's all controlled, and basically media is controlled. So if you set up a media platform like GB News, it's going to end badly. And another example of that is Talk TV. Talk TV now exists purely as an online radio platform. Again, they have not been able to make the transit. So maybe GB News will just go the way of talk TV and eventually not be a TV platform and just become an online-based, potentially radio-based as well, platform. And that might be a better idea for them. So, you know, I just think that's the way the world is anymore. There's no the world is. And young people don't watch this stuff anyway. But then maybe GB News isn't young people. But I think, unfortunately, the big cartels like the BBC, like Sky, like ITV, they have kind of got this particular market covered. Now, only because they put out absolute garbage, they're complete platforms for government propaganda. But that's what you have to become if you want to get your share of the cash to be able to survive. And I don't think that's what GB News wants. So anyway, look, final thing to say is I wish all of the 40 people that are losing their jobs, I hope they're very successful in getting new jobs in other areas. But I think it's sad, however, totally inevitable.